Today we're talking with Alicia K. Harries, a candidate for the City Council in Petaluma, a first-time candidate, a first-time politician. What has led you to take this step?
I have a track record of standing up for what I believe in, and that constitutes leading my neighborhood toward maintaining the integrity of that area. I represent the Commission on the Status of Women here in Sonoma County as officer at large, and I also represent the City of Petaluma as a strong leader on the Petaluma Planning Commission. And I believe that we need to move our community forward in a way that is not only sustainable, but economically viable for not only us today, but for the future generations.
What does that look like in Petaluma?
To me, that looks like opportunities that provide us with living wage employment, boost our tourism opportunities, protect our open spaces, and just blend our community in a way that's more reflective of the community at large.
So you've been on the Planning Commission. You've seen a few of these contentious issues move forward.
Yes.
How does that prepare you for the council?
I believe, again, it's just leadership that is prepared to make the hard decisions. And often, as we just heard First Lady mention, Michelle Obama mention, doing the right thing is often hard. But to me, that means standing up for what I believe in and adhering to what our general plan calls for. And again, building our community in a way that's sustainable and viable and in smart growth patterns.
Big issues in Petaluma recently have involved some of the commercial enterprises, the big box stores.
Yes.
And that debate, I think, is going to be ongoing in the City
Yes.
Council. Is it a desire on your part to be part of the final word on these issues? The Planning Commission often can get appealed and overturned.
Certainly. And Deer Creek, the recent decision by the Planning Commission has been for Deer Creek Village has been approved by a neighborhood association to the City Council. So I'm happy to have a voice in that. And yes, I would like to be also a voice as the next City Council member to ensure that we are adhering to our general plan.
Planning is on one side of the list of concerns for a lot of candidates. On the other side, budget and funds.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think we need to be fiscally responsible, lead our community with balanced budgets, and have hard conversations. And to me, that reflects pension reform. And I'm not suggesting that we take anything away, but we have to continue the dialogue with all stakeholders and ensure that when we are bringing employees in, we're able to backfill that in 20 years, make sure that they can be paid with funds that are actually there. Economic development, to me, again, is living wage opportunities. And to me, that's healthcare jobs, that's biotech sector jobs, high-tech sector jobs, and again, boosting our tourism to ensure that people are coming in and they're visiting vibrant downtown Petaluma and our community at large.
Potholes have been a big issue in past elections. Petaluma,
yes.
Still a problem?
I live on the east side, and I know that we have a grant to repave Sonoma Mountain Parkway, which is happening right now. We are short of funds in our community to repave, but I will certainly work with our regional and state and our federal offices to find grants to ensure that our community is safe and sound as we traverse it.
Alicia K. Harries is running for a seat on the Petaluma City Council. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.